Welcome to Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast with Elizabeth Crawford, where I dish with trendsetters, tastemakers, and industry experts about everything from emerging trends to marketing strategies to regulatory pressures. It's no secret that a good mentor can tip the scales of success in favor of a startup. But finding someone who has the same values, time, and no ulterior motives can feel like the best kept secret in the industry, especially to entrepreneurs new to the food and beverage space without established connections. But that's changing thanks to industry veterans Mike Fata and Greg Fleischman, who after decades of building successful natural CPG businesses, are now pulling back the curtain on the process for anyone who is interested with the launch of their new free CPG mass mentorship platform. The platform is a literal brain dump of key documents, strategies, tips, and insights gathered by Fata as the founder, CEO, and chairman of Manitoba Harvest, which successfully exited Tilray in 2020 for $419 million, and from Fleischman, who has served as an investor, founder, CEO, and board director for Foodsters, Once Upon a Time, Lily Sweets, Noon, and Suja. The platform, which also includes a jobs board, blog, and curated library of digital tools, comes with an influx of untested entrepreneurs, spurred by the pandemic's great resignation, are entering the food and beverage industry. At the same time, tech investors are pouring money into the space, making possible but wasn't before, and changing the fundraising proposition. In this episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast, Fleischman breaks down the impact of these shifts on the industry, how his platform can help entrepreneurs stay ahead of the curve, and advice he wished he had when he was first starting out. He also shares what emerging trends he's most excited about. So when Fleischman and Fata launched their mentorship platform back in July, they did so out of the goodness of their hearts, with no expectation of sponsorships, no covert sales funnel, and no shady data harvesting. Really, honestly, I asked him more than a dozen times. And according to Fleischman, the platform is their way of giving back to the industry that they love and to fill an unmet need for what Fata calls is mass mentorship.
So Fata and Fleischman CPG mentorship is this free platform that provides particularly startup CPG entrepreneurs with all the tools and resources they need to get going in their business, or if they've already started and they're looking for scale, it provides a wide range of tools and resources for them to help really scale efficiently and with the heart and soul that they are super into. And so Mike and I, both of us are founders, operators, and investors. We've been in the industry for 20 years, and we've always along the way had a commitment to mentoring other brands, and it's just something we get great satisfaction out of. You know, giving back is a core part of what we're all about, and we have been doing it individually, and there's only so much time in the day and in the week and in the month to be able to dedicate to mentoring. We created a website with the help of TF Labs, somebody that we met on Clubhouse, and a couple of other folks, and we just set up a Dropbox and then started uploading all these files to it for finance, operations, sales, marketing, human resources, how to raise capital, and then start putting in all the stuff that we use.
This includes what Fleischman calls the startup toolbox, which includes everything from projection models, investor lists, pitch presentation examples, to must-have legal documentation, and much more.
There's nothing like it on there where you are seeing anywhere is where you have real live examples of all these documents, how to think through different terms that go into sheets and whatnot. And then we got in there, like, on the finance side, projection models, which become a hot topic here. And there's a bunch of different projection models, templates that are out there. These are the ones that we use. So this is from our point of view. And then we've got marketing budgets and headcount budgets. And then the other section in there that's really important is human resources. So we have in there about you know, whether you're one person or you're going to build a 50-person team, we have in there, how should you be thinking strategically and building out an org? And then how do you budget for that? And then, oh, now let's look at the recruitment side of it. Where do you go to recruit? What are the job template, you know, description templates that make sense? What's an onboarding process look like? So we have all of that up there to help people, again, be efficient with their time and learn from proven examples that have worked, at least for us, in our lives. And then there's one other thing on there that I would say that we haven't seen anywhere else is how to build out an advisory board. So as you're starting out a business or scaling, those advisory board members are those people that are around you that are close, that know you, know the company, passionate about it. We have thought through via a matrix how to build out an all-star advisory team and, you know, what sort of roles should populate an advisory board, and then what are their duties, how often do you connect with them, and then how do they typically compensate them. So we sorted through all that. So in there are, like, let's just take capital raising as one example. We've got in there, what are the key strategies for capital raising? What are the different types of fundraising? What's equity look like, non-dilutive equity? What's credit facilities like? So we have this base primer on the different types of financing your business, different ways you can finance your business. And then we start putting in all the legal documents usually that surround whether it's a promissory note, a convertible note, or a bank credit facility, or a capital raise, you know, where you're doing like a full series price round, like a series A, B, or C. So we've got in there live term sheet examples. There's like 20 of them up there right now. And then we got things like voting rights agreements and all these things on there. And so capital raising is one, and that comes up pretty regularly. And so just to sum up on that, we have when should you raise, and then how should you raise. So we've got all those basics in there, and then all the key documentation around it.
Beyond the templates, the platform includes a jobs board, curated library of digital tools, and a blog that together keep the industry connected and up to date.
We've added a job board, and these are curated jobs from our own portfolio companies and then brands we wish that we had invested in. And again, it's our curated list. And then we have also there's so much of the website stuff now, and the web is providing tools and resources. So we have a curated list of bookmarked websites in partnership with Raindrop.io, which is a bookmark manager. And there are right now about 1,000 different sites. And it's everything from how to incorporate latest trends into your business, innovation, marketing, human resource. So we get asked frequently when it comes to recruitment, what are our favorite platforms? So we've got our favorite platforms, whether it's Greenhouse or Levels, and we've got those bookmarked and saved for everybody. The last thing is we have a blog, and we're going to ramp up the blog a little bit more, and it's got topics that we think everybody cares about, that we care about too.
The platform is well-timed to support first-time entrepreneurs who are considering or launching their own businesses after leaving jobs, voluntarily or not, during the pandemic. And while Fleischman says that the platform will be a great starting point for them, he also notes that there are times when founders need to tap others for help, such as when nailing down legal logistics.
Last year, the IRS reported that there were 3 to 4 million people that signed up for EIN numbers. That was a 30% increase versus 2019. This is an article that the IRS had reported out on. And they're expecting that number to double this year. So behind this great resignation, which you heard, where people want more control over their lives, the pandemic has forced everybody to evaluate what they want to do with their careers. And many are saying, let's just start a business. And that, I think this is perfect timing. And if you look at it, there's a big percentage of that number that are going into consumer packaged goods. And so I think timing that thought of Fleischman mentorship has come out. And we learned firsthand through Clubhouse and connecting with people in these rooms that some have these great ideas and they just don't know where to start. And they've ordered, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of books on how to start up stuff, or and they're talking to friends, and some of them are daunted by this task. So we can make, our whole mission is just to make it easier for people to get in the game and scale it up. And what great timing behind, like I said, the great resignation and then everybody filing for EIN numbers. So we even have on our website, by the way, that stuff, like, okay, I have this idea. What's the first thing I do? What's that startup checklist look like? So we have all of that stuff. Not only do we have, like, what the checklist is, but we have all the attendant documents that you're going to need to get, you know, from I want to do an LLC, why should I do an LLC versus an S-Corp or a C-Corp, and then what are the documents for each one of those entities, and then everything, all of that. And then it's a starting point, and then we even have on our blog, which we is the top 10 law firms that specialize in CPG that we highly recommend. And, you know, then that just completes the play, especially when it comes to the legal documents. It's good to have a starting point as an entrepreneur and then mark that up and then take it to your favorite legal team and get them to refine it. And then now you've got an active legal doc set that can get you in the game as a startup. Or, you know, like I said, if you're raising capital and things like that, it's always good to get really intimate with all of the legal documents that you're going to create, but always bring in a professional. And that's one area that we say for folks not to bootstrap on is it's one of those things where you really want to rely on experts. So most things you can bootstrap and do yourself. The legal side is something we don't recommend people do on their own. But we're going to give you a starting point and educate folks.
Alongside the new entrepreneurs entering the food and beverage industry is a steady stream of new investors, many of whom hail from the tech world. And with their capital, they are bringing new ideas about how to support startups and the larger ecosystem in which they operate.
On Clubhouse, we got connected to new technology-focused investor groups that operate out of the Bay Area or other parts of the country and even the world. And they've said, we are going to bring technology to CPG, and we'd like to get you involved. And that has really, over the last few months, been absolutely amazing. I don't think that I've been more excited to be in this industry than I am right now, that you've got this incredible intersection of technology and building brands, and whether it's actually how the food is made, how it's sourced, and then how you're building communities around the brands is really just amazing, and it's so exciting to actually be in the middle of it all. And so I've got these investor groups now that are historically investors in Facebook and Apple and Tesla and all that that are now investing in CPG. And then we've been meeting all these performance marketers, people that have created platforms that help build communities, help connect with consumers through social media. There's automation now and AI that is really coming into building communities and connecting with consumers. So being in the center of all of that is giving us access to the new technologies and the new investors. So we then can bring CPG brands, capitalize them in the right way, and then we get access to this technology that can really de-risk some of these ramp-ups. And these are just absolutely wonderful brands that you want to see connect with millions of consumers. Not all of these investors are straight equity. Some of them are revenue-based. So that means that they're non-dilutive equity as they're capitalizing. Some will do interesting creative investment facilities. And then what you get out of that then is a jump start and a de-risking to you ramping your brand. And like I said, you know, it's like they come in, they work on your model, help you craft your model, and then they work on capitalizing it. And then they bring in all these value-added technology and resources. And to me, that does fast-track and de-risk CPG brands. And if you know, like, it's like, 80% of all CPG brands fail. Only 1% get to 100 million or more in revenue. 5% get to over 10 million. And it's, you know, the deck is stacked against CPG. And if you look at What the drivers are typically is it's coming down to wrong team, you know, undercapitalization or having the wrong value proposition or misaligned value proposition. So I am so excited for big tech investors and smaller tech investors getting behind CPG because they're bringing fresh thinking, lots of money, and all these value-added resources. And it's a great time to be an entrepreneur right now. And I have these, you know, deep discussions with Chris Cantino, who himself, they created their own venture capital firm, Color Capital, and they had originally said, you know, we're going to invest in other CPG brands, and they're only going to be, you know, seed or maybe one round after and one level after. And then now they've said, all right, well, technology is an enabler. So now they're building an ecosystem thesis that says that we're going to invest in marketplaces. So they did Pop Shop Live, you know, Fast AF, and then some of these technologies that are helpful, like, you know, Social Meep or some of these other groups that are great in helping CPG companies scale using performance marketing. So that, you know, so that has changed. You know, a venture capital firm who had a thesis that would only invest in a certain stage CPG companies, and then they said, you know what, we're going to do an ecosystem approach. And that is really, I think you're seeing other venture capital firms do that as well, where they adjust their thesis and they're starting to invest in more of the CPG ecosystem versus just straight brand products, which I think is important. And then they all get to feed off each other. And there were certainly other investor groups in CPG that were had tried to do that. I think it's just now getting scaled up and you're seeing quite a few more do it.
As more entrepreneurs and investors enter the food and beverage space, Fleischmann says they're bringing with them new ideas, including several that really excite him, such as upgraded indulgence, tech-enhanced supplements, weight management solutions, functional health and wellness solutions, and alternative sweeteners.
So I'm particularly excited about the upgrading of indulgence. So when I think about a brand like Midday Squares, where they're taking a functional wellness and synchronizing that with chocolate to start, I get excited about that. Like, we are living in an amazing time where you can literally have your cake and eat it too. I think about Mr. Beast's new chocolate line, which is bringing and modernizing the Willy Wonka approach to confection. So the gamification that he's bringing to it is really elevating an experience. It's no longer a commodity. You are really getting what Hershey had created in the 30s and 40s. You're getting that kind of depth of intimacy and engagement with the brand because you're tapping into and that younger audience interest in playing with their food in today's time. So that's, I'm particularly excited about that area and how it's being kind of applied. And then supplements to me are still right now the holy grail. When you think about the need states, the health need states, the people care about most right now, it's sleep and relaxation. It's weight management because of, you know, hashtag COVID-19. And then you have right now immunity. So there are some supplements that are coming on market that are using some of the latest technology that will deliver you really awesome immunity, and I am excited about them. And they're only DTC brands, and they're only selling through Amazon, Thrive, and a couple of other marketplaces. They're not trying to get into physical retail because it's so capital intensive, and they really don't need to. So those, the supplements that are playing in immunity in using the latest technology, I'm really excited about. And then there's brand like PIMS, which and Kind Roots that do lozenges around health need states like anxiety. And I don't know if you've had Kind Roots lozenges that they have for anxiety and other moods. They are spectacular and they really do work. And so I'm excited about those areas and some of these brands that are going after these health need states that everybody really cares about. And then on the weight management side, there are a couple of brands that are coming out now, and I think they're very responsible, they're high impact, and will help people feel better about their weight because some people just need a catalyst. And so those I can't talk about, but those are going to be coming out, you know, over the next 6 to 8 months. And then you know, there's a new brand, Fair Seed, which I'm getting involved with, and they're all about delivering whole food nutrition, bioavailable, efficacious levels of whole food nutrition through a dry smoothie blend. So they curate these different functional wellness smoothie bags, and then you just add your favorite liquid and then pop it into a blender, and you have a terrific smoothie that is got all the nutrition you need against whatever you want, whether it's weight management, energy, or these other health need states. That's launching next year, and it is so fantastic, and it's efficient, because if you were to have to build that yourself, it would be hundreds of dollars, and you'd have a pantry full of all these different products, and that's a pain point for people. They want a smoothie because it tastes good. It's a wonderful experience, but it can be very time-consuming to get it to be super nutritious. So Fair Seed has made it more convenient for you without dropping out any of that nutrition. And I'm so excited about that. And, so those are the, I think I talked about a number of different areas here. You know, everything from how do you create an amazing experience to how you deliver functional wellness aligned with what people care about now. The last thing I would say is on the ingredient side. Again, like, what a wonderful time we're in. So there's a new brand called Incredo and another one called Supplant. Both of them are alternative sweeteners. Supplant is a Y Combinator graduate, and they have taken and, they've been able to take a fiber and make it lower sugar and keep the taste. So that's a really awesome, clean alternative sweetener to stevia and monk fruit and allulose. And then Incredo takes sugar, it's an Israeli company, and they take regular sugar, and they've been able to pull out the nutrition aspect but leave the actual taste. And that we've been playing around with, and it is by far and away the best alternative sweetener ever tried, and it works in everything from a beverage to a donut. So you've got food technology, health need states, and then playing with your food. And then the other one is just like supercharging indulgence and confection with health properties. That those are the four areas that I'm so excited about and see really taking off over the next couple of years.
As the food and beverage industry absorbs and adapts to the new ideas and approaches that entrepreneurs and investors are bringing in, Fleischman says that he and Fata will continue to update and evolve their mentorship platform to include effective new approaches alongside tried and true techniques for building a successful business. If you're interested in learning more about the platform or accessing the tools and templates that Fleischman and Fata use to successfully build their businesses, visit FataFleischman.org and sign up today. With that, we reach the end of another episode of Food Navigator USA's Soup to Nuts podcast. I hope that you'll join me again next week for another installment. And to make sure that you remember, I encourage you to subscribe. Until next time, this is Elizabeth Crawford wishing you a productive, profitable, and safe week.